This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
It is 10 o'clock. We really need to go.
Oh my God, we're supposed to be in a meeting right now. We're supposed to be meeting right now on really good, really important. Major things. Yeah, well, it was either 10 o'clock or 2 to 4. Fuck that.
Yeah, no, we're doing the 10 o'clock till 12 and we'll be out of here.
Yeah.
So sorry, we can't do any podcast for intro for you today, but we really appreciate you listening.
And we're going to try to put the podcast together during the meeting so that we don't have to be here after 12.
Say nothing.
We can leave exactly after 12.
Don't say a word.
And there's no pizza at this meeting either. It's really annoying.
Bullshit.
Fuck's sake.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's go.
Wake up.
Good morning, 2 minutes past seven on the 28th?
Can't read anymore.
The 28th of May.
That's crazy.
2024. What's going on? Just Dave and Ash this morning. Emma back on Thursday.
Thursday, yeah. God, it's not a good one out there.
No, even just Emily's five-word weather sounds like an awful start to the day, to be honest.
But it is meant to get good later on, I believe.
Is it?
That's what I heard.
Well, do you know what? Yesterday was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was so nice, yeah, unexpectedly.
Really, really nice. And I went home and something that brilliant happened because it was a lovely day.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realise my housemate was off the whole day yesterday. It was great.
How come?
So I got to go. I don't know. He booked it off because he thought
it was going to be a nice day.
This is Ben. Not that he thought it was a nice day. He didn't know if Roscommon were going to be playing on the Sunday or the Saturday.
Okay.
So he booked off the Monday just in case.
Very good.
They were playing on the Saturday.
So you had a friend for the whole day.
It was unbelievable.
What did you do?
We chatted. We watched the tennis. We watched Roland Garros. We watched Rafael Nadal's potential last match
ever or in France. In the French Open, or do you think he's gone?
In a Grand Slam, yeah.
Really? He's not going to do Wimbledon?
No, I can't see him doing Wimbledon.
Was it sad?
It was a bit sad, but I was kind of expecting him to then go, yeah, look, because the person who loses the match never talks to... You know what I mean?
They never just talks walk to the off. Crowd.
They just walk off. But they were like, do you want to talk? And he was like, yeah, sure. And I was like, right, here we go.
Yeah, this is the announcement.
And then he was like, I might be back.
Oh, come on, Rafa.
I know, I was like, fair play to him.
I suppose.
But like, it must be so difficult after so long. Like, he's 38 years old now.
Yeah, it's
mad. It must be so difficult to actually just to hang up that racket.
Poor El Rafa didn't have good luck with the knees.
No.
Never did.
Never did, the poor thing. But I always thought... Still, Roland Garros should be great.
Yeah, exactly, for him. Yeah,
and he's great at clay. He's the king of clay. But not against Ferrer, unfortunately. But that's it.
You had a good day with Ben.
I did have a good day with Ben. And obviously it was too much because I went to bed at 9 last night. So
too much fun playing.
I was absolutely wrecked from him. I read a headline this morning that was so insane. I had to keep reading the story and I had to keep rereading the headline. Headline goes like this. Britain's psychotic flying scumbags are being celebrated in the nation's first festival of seagulls.
Whoa! That person's got some baggage.
That is unbelievable.
Psychotic flying scumbags.
I kind of want to just leave it there.
That's funny.
It's so, so good. It's a Gull Fest in Plymouth in Devon, which will feature a two-hour procession that will see gull fanatics dressed as the winged menaces to perform a song in their honour. I thought this was right up your street.
God, it is. I've already got my costume.
You do?
Dressed up as a seagull 2 years ago
for
Halloween.
Tell us about the costume. How did you actually make it?
It was all made by hand. I had like white leggings, a white long sleeve top. I made some cardboard wings, bought a load of feathers in the art and hobby shop, and then fashioned a nice
how many feathers?
Beak for myself. Oh God, I couldn't tell you. Tons.
Yeah, I was thinking.
Yeah,
it
loads.
Would be a lot.
Feathers all over. Oh, and then I wore a swimming cap that I painted white to create a bald cap effect.
Yes. So you went as a sexy seagull.
Of course.
Well, this festival is also going to see around 40 performers and artists hold music, spoken word, poetry, painting and movies events to celebrate gulls as majestic human companions, right? The organiser is obviously mad. He said, whether the svelte lesser black-backed gull or its larger cousin, the ubiquitous herring gull, or the sweet little black-headed gulls or any other hybrid species that live alongside the people of Plymouth, Gullfest honours them all over the weekend of painting and sculpture, performance and moving image, music and poetry, workshops and ritual.
Oh, kind of cute.
Local pigeon lord. you know the local Adam Coley, the local pigeon lord.
Yeah, we've got the one in Dublin. He lives in the mansion house.
He's going to be taking a gull aerobics lunchtime wellness break.
Brilliant.
and audiovisual artist Lucy Daffwin will be hosting a workshop teaching guests how to screech like a gull.
Oh, brilliant.
Which will then be performed as part of a gull choir. Those
nice.
Are all real.
That's all the activities.
That is, they are all real things.
I would go to that.
Would you?
Yes.
Dressed as the gull?
Maybe not dressed. I would definitely attend such an event.
Those are all real things that are genuinely happening. Some things that I want to happen are like celebrity guests.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm thinking like actors who might do a spoken word.
Oh, yeah.
Like
please.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Huh? Very good. Yeah.
Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot.
Okay.
Gal Gadot.
Yeah.
No, Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot.
The ambassador, of course, being Jason Segel.
Very good. Yeah.
And musical performances from Lady Gaga.
That's nice. Yeah. You potentially could have Ryan Segal Crest on MC duties.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could have a performance from Blue Jay-Z.
Blue Jay
is a bird.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. You could have another performance from Lauryn Hill.
Yeah, very good.
And Jackdaw Harlow. Jackdaw is another bird.
Jackdaw. I love a Jackdaw.
And then, yeah, again, another performance from Noah Cahan.
Yeah, there we go. I was waiting for one of them.
Yeah. I had Kaka as well.
Did you?
Yeah. I want to talk about Nepo kids for a couple
please.
Of minutes.
Yeah.
Or really one Nepo kid in particular. The daughter of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, a.k.a. Ye, North West.
Ah.
So North is 10 years old. I kind of thought she was older at this stage because I just feel like she's been around for ages. I was like, she must be 16 at
yeah,
this stage.
So did I. I only thought she was older because she's so confident. I've seen videos of her, like, you know, with paparazzi and stuff, and she's a melt, I'd say, to actually deal with.
She's like, very, yeah, she's very, like,
I love her confidence.
Ahead of her time.
She realizes she's famous.
Yeah.
And just takes the mickey. And
God,
I love it.
What can you do? Like, you're a Kardashian.
But like, she's screaming at the paparazzi, why are you following us?
Really?
Like, I love stuff like that.
That's brilliant.
She's so cool.
Yeah, she's fun. She's been in the limelight, like, basically since she's been born. She's been on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. She's featured on her dad Kanye's music. She's released her own music. She has a TikTok account with Kim.
Yes.
That has like 19 million followers. She is very, like, on online.
Yeah,
she's very visible.
But I mean, Kim is the one who's come out and said she humbled me. Like, she literally is the one to
really?
Be like, why are you wearing that? That's awful.
Oh, that's good. Takes her down a peg or two.
Yeah.
But today I suggest that Kim take North's phone off her and say no TikTok for today, North, because I don't think she's going to like what she sees.
Interesting.
She's getting a bit of stick online this morning. Videos are doing the rounds of her performing in a 30th anniversary concert for The Lion King as young Simba. Okay, this took place on Friday, and then just in the last day or so, people have been posting videos from it. The gig took place in the Hollywood Bowl, which is a venue that holds over 17,000 people.
Wow.
So this was no, like, small fry gig, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And she's playing young Simba alongside, like, Broadway performers, actors. Jennifer Hudson made a surprise appearance.
Oh, God. You're building this up now. So I'm worried.
It's funny because everybody's in these amazing costumes, like, from the stage show, basically.
Yeah.
And North is in, like, she's in, like, a yellow zippy, yellow shorts, and then a fuzzy yellow hat.
Okay.
Her costume really looks like it's giving nativity.
Okay, so it's like they put all the budget into getting North.
It's funny,
yeah. Forgot they were costumes.
She looks like kind of apart from the rest of them, and very sadly, sounds quite apart from the rest of them as well. She's not great.
Oh, no.
She's not great in the role. And people are kind of some people are real mean, and some, like, losers are making, like, diss videos about her on TikTok, which is kind of sad because you're like, she's actually 10 years old.
Yeah.
But then other people are obviously making the point that, like, loads of talented kids could play the role, and this could have been an unbelievable opportunity for them. She doesn't necessarily need such an opportunity. So I have a clip that we played you a couple of months ago of of North on Kanye's song Talking. She's doing a bit of rapping, and she's actually pretty good at the rapping. She has a good sound. Have a listen.
It's your bestie, Miss Westie. Don't try to test me. It's gonna get messy. It's gonna get messy.
Yeah, it's not the worst.
It's not the worst. She has quite a nice sound to her voice.
Yeah.
But I think she potentially should stick to the rapping. Here is a little flavour of the Hollywood Bowl performance. A bit hard to hear her, so you might have to, you know, engage the ears.
I'm
I feel like there's too many words there.
It's a bit shouty.
It is a bit shouty.
Not a lot of melody. Would you like to hear the big finale?
Oh, please.
Get ready. I was like, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. Oh, she's done it.
That was better than the other one.
Do you think?
I think, yeah. That was like, I didn't think she made too much of a balls at the last note.
She also doesn't really look like she's done much of a rehearsal with the gang because right. She's kind of just like
doing her own thing.
Doing like a little sidestep thing while the rest of them are doing full choreography.
She had to get her nails done. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, she had to get her braids. No, she's so cute. She looks good, but it's just funny to see everybody online then. People are like, oh, she's such a nepo child. Ridiculous, can't sing, you call that singing. And then other people are like, the state EU slagging off a 10-year-old. And it's just the way the
But like, let's be real, if we could get our kid to be on stage, we would all do it.
100%.
If we all had those connections,
exactly.
You'd be doing it. Do you know what I mean?
My kid can sing with Jennifer Hudson. 100%.
Yeah, right. And it means
she hasn't a note in her head, but stick her up there. She'll have great crap.
And it means another kid won't get... I don't care.
I don't care. Yeah, don't know
don't
them.
Care.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't know them at all.
Love my kid the most. Sorry.
Remember I was telling you on Saturday, obviously, Manchester United won the FA Cup final.
Yeah, hip hip hooray.
Had a fantastic night of celebrating. And then Sunday was quite possibly the worst day of my life. It was just awful. I was just feeling real, you know, real delicate. Real delicate. To the point where, like, the smallest of things were really, really bugging me.
Oh, that's the worst.
And like kind of ruining my day. I nearly had a breakdown when I realised that, do you know the sheets on your bed and all of the buttons were unbuttoned? And I had
how does that happen?
I don't know, yeah. But I had to do it then. Oh. Like, yeah, not nice.
And was it all folded up inside?
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, I had to shake it. And I'm like,
oh, no.
Awful. Then the next thing was like, you know, like cups of water and stuff, you're leaving rings on the table and then they're dripping down onto, and I'm like, oh, it just different things like that. I was having a breakdown. But
you had
then,
a terrible takeaway as well.
I had an awful takeaway. Yeah. It was so bad. I threw most of it out. I was having a very, very, very bad day on Sunday.
Yeah.
But there was one thing that threw me over the edge. I've never really had a breakdown before.
But okay.
It was Sunday evening, I want to say. It was about 8 o'clock. I have been done with the day for the last 8 hours since I woke up. I've been done. I wanted this day finished. And I'm like, right, I'm going to perk myself up. I'm going to get... I had a terrible takeaway earlier on. I ate none of it.
Yeah.
I still deserve a takeaway.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go and get a pizza.
So you're getting a second takeaway.
I'm getting a second takeaway.
Yeah, right, you deserved
it. And I'm going to the pizza place where I live.
Okay.
But I'm like, I'm not, there's not a chance I'm walking.
No.
It's only literally 3 minutes down the road.
Okay.
But I'm like, no.
You're not.
I'm having a bad day.
Okay.
I deserve my pizza. I'm going to be on the couch and watch a crap movie and that'll be my evening and I'll go to bed.
Yeah.
And so I come out of the estate and I turn right and I look left and I look right and there's a guy coming after I pulled out and
okay.
He just starts beeping, right? And I lose it. I just break down right then and there. I come out, I'm like, nothing coming from the left, nothing coming from the right, still nothing coming from the left, still nothing coming from the right. I pull out, and I just go, I remember it so well, I literally just went, oh, what? What? What is it? What do you want? I almost kind of went cork, where I was a little bit like, what? What do you want?
Leave me alone.
Oh, God, I just had a full-blown mental breakdown.
Did you say it out loud?
Yeah, oh yeah, it was all, I just went, what? What do you want? And so I stopped the car, right? Because I was like, oh my God, what does this, what? I haven't done anything wrong.
Yeah.
So I started rolling the window down.
You're getting into something now.
Oh yeah, I'm going to have a full-blown chat with this guy.
Right.
Because I'm going to go, I did nothing.
And you're just going to go, what?
What do you want? I did literally nothing wrong. He was ages away.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, well, literally, when he beeped, I got such a fright, and that's when I started going, what do you want? What have I done? And anyway, I rolled the window down to be like, so explain to me what you think I did wrong there, sir.
Yeah.
And he just starts giving me the finger. And I was like, well, okay, we're both having a bad day. We're both having a really, really bad day.
Okay, yeah. For different reasons, maybe, but.
He does not roll down the window and he speeds off.
Oh.
And I'm like, I will follow you but if it was any other day, and I want to have a chat as to why you think you can beep at me, because I hate beepers.
Okay.
I think it's the worst thing you can do.
Just like all of a sudden now you hate beepers, or did you always have a problem with beeping?
I feel like I've always had a problem with beeping.
Okay.
I don't like loud noises. I remember I went to Dubai once, right? And they were driving, whenever they drive, they beep to let people know they're overtaking. They beep to let people know, move forward a little bit so the light can turn green.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Things that they beep for everything. And I was like, well, we only do that if we're really, really angry.
Yeah, that's like the last resort.
Exactly. So, and you're kind of taught in your driving lesson, don't beep.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, don't do that. It's kind of to allow other users to know where you are or something like that.
I think, like, you have to have the worst case scenario, which is the beep.
Yes.
And if it's used too frequently, well, that's
it loses everything.
Yeah.
So, basically, what I've done is I've come up with my own system for beeps.
Okay.
And I think that we should all, as a city, follow these rules.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this.
We all have to agree to follow these rules, and it'll make me a lot less.
Well, anxious. I'll just sign up.
Yes, exactly. Cool. That's coming up. I was telling you that Sunday was quite possibly one of the worst days of my life. I was nearly having breakdowns all over the shop with just little random things, because I was feeling quite delicate after a night out. But the one thing that really set me over the edge was when I went to get a pizza late at night, at like maybe 8 o'clock or something like that. I was going to get my pizza, and I pulled out of the estate, and some fella beeped at me, and I freaked out, and I was just like, "What do you want? What have I done wrong?"
Poor Dave.
Exactly. Didn't really like it at all. I was feeling a little bit delicate. So I've come up with a beeping system that I think we should all follow, and I think car manufacturers should follow as well.
Okay.
There should be buttons. There shouldn't be just one beep. It should be different levels of beep, right?
Oh, that's
so you
clever,
can
yeah.
Set your beep to 1 to 5.
Okay.
Okay. And they go from like really, really small little demeanors to, oh my God, what are you doing?
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Brilliant.
And I think the, oh my God, what are you doing, should only be used in an absolute extreme. Hence the first beep, the first level of beep on my new system that I want to put forward. It's just like, hey, the light's been green there for the last 30 seconds. That's
okay.
That's the beep noise, is this. Just that.
Yeah, that's good. Like the ahem of a car. Yeah,
yeah. And if they still don't move after another 20 seconds, hi, the light's still green there. Okay. That's the kind of vibe. Just a little.
So that's level 2.
Yes, that's level 2. That's like, oh, you're starting to get a tiny little bit
annoying. Bit annoying, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Then what we move on to, sorry, you actually can't go down there. That's a one-way road.
Oh, right, okay.
That would sound like this. It's just a nice little, you know what I mean? That kind of a vibe. It's nice.
It's fun.
It is fun. Imagine, like, you can't be annoyed at that.
It's giving, like, whoops.
Exactly. You cannot be annoyed at that at all.
Yeah, you'd be like, hey, thanks.
Yeah. So then we move on to this one. And that's just like, hi, you nearly crashed into me there and I nearly died, but don't worry about it.
We're fine.
We're all good. Nice. It's not that bad.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the juggler is, you know, on the off chance you pull out in front of a hearse, or you're keeping up an ambulance or something, then we can go to level 5. That's my projected beeping system.
I do think it's unfair that only trucks get that big.
Yeah. Well, that's a ship. Mimi Webb. Ella Henderson apparently looking for her next Irish collab.
Oh, because she did the Christmas song with Keane DeCroix.
I think she did another one with Keane DeCroix as well. Like, there was one Christmas. Callum was just remembering it. It was,
don't give her.
All for me?
No.
That's nice, Callum.
No, I'm sorry. Hold on. I have a system here to find it.
It sounds like a football chant.
Yeah. Ella Henderson, kid. Oh, it's like, and I like the way you don't give it.
It's all for you and this rest of our days.
Let's just hang here and get it.
It's
no?
None of those ones that I can think of.
Okay.
All for you and rest of our days.
Was the Christmas one.
I was thinking of Ella Henderson and someone else.
Oh, sorry. You've ruined the whole thing.
Sorry.
So annoying.
Tom Grennan is the one that I was thinking, let's go home together.
English.
Sorry.
We're talking about
Just gravitate back to the English. I'm really sorry.
Oh, God. Right. punches are being thrown in the studio, I said, imagine the next couple of minutes. So before that happens, win yourself to three of the biggest music festivals this summer.
In Ireland, not England. In Ireland.
Turn them off.
Keane DeCrow is playing at one of them anyway. Sea Sessions, Longitude, Electric Picnic. Is Keane DeCrow playing at one of them?
He is playing Sea Sessions,
thank
yeah.
God for that. If you want, this is chaotic. If you want to play Emma David Ashling's Golden Ticket, Golden in a WhatsApp now to 087 711 1038.
Charts with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up.
Good morning. 3 minutes past eight on the 28th of May, 2024. You're with Emma, Dave, and Ashley. Happy Tuesday, by the way.
Hey there. Morning.
I want to bring you back to yesterday when we were doing a bit on the show because over the weekend our boss sent in a text to our group chat and he was disgusted with his wife who had put the kids' Crocs in the dishwasher.
Alongside the plates and cutlery.
Nick had obviously filled the dishwasher with plates and things like that and he was filling it in some more. He opened the dishwasher to put some more stuff in it and there was Crocs in there. Not
so bizarre.
Great. Makes me never want to go to Nick's house for dinner, ever.
Yeah.
Awful.
Not that we've been asked, but you know.
Very true. But we were talking about this on the show. We were like, is this not the most gross thing ever? We were asking people what was the most obscure thing. People were saying to put their kids' toys in there.
Yeah, dog toys went in there.
Ugh, right.
I was looking up, people were putting makeup brushes in the dishwasher. People do be putting weird stuff in the dishwasher.
Okay. Well, yesterday I got a couple of messages on my own Instagram from people sending me a certain celebrity's Instagram story who was putting shoes in the dishwasher.
Shoes, full shoes.
Stacey Solomon.
No way.
Yeah, do you remember her from X Factor?
Yeah.
So she was...
She's a Joey S... Or
yeah.
No...
Yeah, Joe Swash. But she obviously lives with Joe Swash and their kids and things like that in, I think, a place called Pickle Cottage.
Oh, lovely.
Pretty sure that's what it's called. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why I know that. I do know why I know that. My ex-girlfriend was obsessed with Stacey Solomon.
Okay.
Pickle Cottage, I'm pretty sure she lived in. I was right. And she puts the shoes in the dishwasher. I got sent this multiple times.
No way.
Instagram got sent this multiple times.
So getting sent that. Imagine how much abuse she got for sharing that.
Yeah.
It's like something that's like probably scientifically fine. Like all the germs would burn away in the heat of the dishwasher, but it just feels icky.
Yeah, it does.
Doesn't it?
It's not nice.
It's wrong.
Really, really weird. It's like drinking from the tap or something. It's you know when you put your head underneath the tap to like drink it or something.
You
like,
just feel a bit wrong.
You feel like this has been in the pipe.
You feel like a dog.
It's quite rotten. So don't be doing that. And maybe Stacey Solomon is just a big fan of our show.
Yeah. Just stick to the dishes in there,
please. Shaboozy, a bar song. You're on Spin 103.8, partner.
Good morning.
3, 2, 1. Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Emma, Dave, and Ashling's Golden Ticket.
Here we go.
I've never got the ick from myself.
I actually thought that was kind of hot. Now I just gave myself the ick. I know how it feels.
Nothing is more icky than fancying Dave.
And saying it live.
Oh, God.
A lot of country on these festival lineups just yet.
No,
I think maybe next year will be the kind of like country music festival vibe.
God, that would be unreal.
Yeah.
I'll be going to every single one.
It's coming. So if you're not loving the country vibe just yet, well then Sea Sessions, Longitude, Electric Picnic are relatively country-free zones this summer. And we have a pair of tickets to go to each of them on the Golden Ticket.
On to play today is Frank. How are you, Frank?
How's it going? Oh, good. How are you?
Really, really good. Thank you for asking. What's the plan for the day?
Listen, I'm just in work. I'm a carpenter, so we're driving all over Dublin at the moment. We're out in Cherrywood, and we're just delivering a kitchen. So I just said to my boss there, listen, I'm taking this call because I want to win the ticket.
Fair play.
The kitchen can wait.
Exactly.
It can wait.
Do you always deliver kitchens, or do you deal with other rooms?
Kitchens, wardrobes mainly, and sometimes we deliver like mattresses and all sorts of stuff like that, you know?
Wow.
Very cool.
I think I'd love having a nose into everyone's house.
Yeah.
I'd say that's kind of fun.
It's beautiful. The kitchens are all, when they're all done up, it's beautiful.
Oh, nice.
Very nice. And so you said you want to get to these festivals, Frank. When's the last time you were at a music festival?
About 2 years ago, I went to Sea Search now, and I absolutely loved it now, and I have been going since, but I was just hearing this on the radio all the time, and I was like, you know what, I'd really love to go back, you know, all my friends are going as well, so
find
a nice way to go, you know?
That sounds good. So tell me about Sea Sessions. Was that unbelievable? Did you do some surfing as well, or did you just see the artists?
No, I literally just went to for the festival, and the weather was absolutely beautiful, so it was just amazing. You know when the sun is out, and everyone's having a good time, yes. And the vibes are good, and all that, you know? No, just makes it all.
That was like Electric Picnic last year. It was an absolute scorcher.
Oh,
and
it was so good.
Everybody was just like,
what have we done? You deserve this.
Yeah, exactly. You know what it is? I've never actually been to Electric Picnic either, so I'd love to go to that as well.
Oh, you'd love it, Frank. It's unreal.
It's so, so good. Let's see if we can get you to all of them. We're talking Sea Sessions, Longitude and Electric Picnic. This is Emma, Dave and Aisling's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before, Frank?
I've heard it before, but you're just going to have to give me a little bit of a reminder again.
That is absolutely fine. So you have to guess 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds. If you do all that, you'll win a golden ticket to 3 of the biggest music festivals this summer. If it's a song with a few people on it, let's say if it's a collaboration or something, you only need to mention 1 artist that's on the song. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, there is 1 other thing you need to know. You can swap a song. If you really don't know it and you think, I'm never going to know it, you can swap it out. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, just shout the word swap as soon as you can. And when you get it correct, pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. Does that all make sense, Frank?
Perfect, yeah, that all makes sense to me.
Deadly. Where are you from?
Mead, Dunshaughlin.
Oh, Dunshaughlin.
You're just outside. We're up for you, Frank, now. Come on. We think you deserve it.
We are really, really rooting for you. The best of luck, Frank from Dunshaughlin. 25 seconds on the clock. And song 1 plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
As you promised me that I was more than all the miles combined, you must have had yourself a change of heart like halfway through the drive.
Swap. All right. Swapping it out on the very first one.
I know the guy's name. I think the pressure's... I'm actually shaking here.
While you take a breath, we'll swap it out. Come on.
All right, Frank, you're going to kick yourself. That was Noah Kahan and Stick Season.
Oh, my God. Okay. No, it's not every day.
It's all good. I think you're going to get the swap, okay?
I think you will.
We've swapped out song 1. We're back to 25 seconds.
Okay.
A brand new song 1 after you take a deep breath, Frank.
Okay, I'm ready.
Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
This ain't Texas. Ain't no hold'em.
Texas Hold'em, Beyonce.
Stop the clock.
We knew it. You could do it, Frank.
We're off to the races.
Exactly. All right, Texas Hold'em, Beyonce in the bag. You got that in 5.5 seconds, so we're at 19.5 seconds. 4 songs to go.
Let's go for song 2, Frank. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
If I told you how much you think about her, you'd think I was in love.
Billie Eilish. Obsessed with your ex.
By who?
She sings Driver's License.
Oh my God.
You got the harder part.
You got the song title Obsessed, and it was by Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, Olivia, I thought it was Billie Eilish. Oh my God.
Frank, my heart's
guys, I actually feel like I wasted your time because I was so confident on the radio. I was like, I'm gonna enter this and I'm gonna get this on because I'm listening to other people like I need easy to get that. But look at me now.
Frank, we enjoyed every single second of talking to you.
Frank, it was a pleasure. And just to prove that you didn't waste our time, we're gonna send you out some IMC cinema passes because you're such a legend.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that, guys.
Honestly, so welcome, Frank.
Go fit that kitchen, Frank.
I will. They're waiting for me. Thank you so much, guys.
Fit it good.
See you, Frank. Good luck.
See you there. Bye.
I've just found my new favourite person in the world.
I kind of want to buy a kitchen just so I can meet Frank.
Yeah,
and make him a cup of tea.
He is very, very cool.
What a nice guy. Though.
But don't be feeling like you're wasting anyone's time.
Oh my God.
Like, come on and play. And if you don't win, you don't win. That's fine. Most people don't win.
They really don't.
Do you know what I mean?
It's always a bit of crack. And listen, we're here anyway.
Exactly.
You're not wasting our time. Exactly. We have to sit here for 3 hours either way.
And if you're as good as crack as Frank, you might get IMC Cinema Passes.
That's it.
I'm just saying. If you're
the
a
crack
sound
calculator.
We play again tomorrow on Emma David Ashling's Golden Ticket, and you can register right now. Golden in a WhatsApp, 087 711 1038. Just Golden, and we'll find you, and we'll hopefully get you on to play tomorrow.
We have a question for you this morning. We would love to know, what is the reason behind your pet's name? 087 711 1038. We'd love to hear your WhatsApps, your voice notes. The reason behind your pet's name. So this kind of was sparked in my brain because yesterday, Dave, you were talking about the new Love Island cast.
Oh, yeah.
And one of them, one of the new islanders, is a gal called Patsy.
Patsy, yes.
And I told you that I had a cat called Patsy for 14 years. She was the best cat ever. And I never told you why she was called Patsy. So when we got Patsy, a few months before that, Patsy Palmer had been a contestant on Strictly Come Dancing. If you don't know Patsy Palmer, she's this girl. Patsy Palmer is the actress who played Bianca in EastEnders.
Ricky!
Yeah, she always had that like gold puffer jacket on.
Right, okay.
She's red hair. So when Patsy Palmer was eliminated from Strictly Come Dancing, I think I was about 9 and I bawled my eyes out. I don't know what, I was obsessed with Patsy Palmer on Strictly at the time. And then when a few months later, a ginger cat appeared on our doorstep, I said, well, cowabunga. I've got a favourite ginger and I'm going to name you after her. So Patsy became Patsy and she was our cat for 14 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a creative way of naming a pet, to be fair.
It is. Yeah. When Patsy had 4 kittens, one was called Squealy because it squealed the most out of all of them. It was definitely the runt. Another we called Bully Boy because it used to beat the crap out of the other cats. And then the other was called Googly Eyes because it had some googly ass eyes.
Oh, like, was it a bit, you know?
No, it was actually kind of the cutest, but the eyes were a bit crossed and a bit too big for its head.
Right, okay.
No,
amazing.
It was endearing.
Fantastic.
I remember when my brother was a kid, like, we're talking probably about 6 or 7, he got 2 goldfish.
Mm.
He named one of them Frasier.
Wow.
Because my dad's favourite TV show at the time was Frasier.
Very nice.
That was always on the telly. And then the other he called Oscar. After a kid in his class, and he just liked the name Oscar. It's kind of weird.
That is kind of cute, though. I do
so,
like that.
So we had the goldfish, Oscar and Frasier, with cats, Patsy, Squealy, Googly Eyes and Bully Boy. And then my granny had once had a cat called Anthony.
What?
Because is that, she found him on the feast day of Saint Anthony.
I was about to say, is it after Saint Anthony?
Her favourite saint.
Wow.
Numero uno. And I feel like I love people's pet name origin stories.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And there has to be some better ones out there. So please get in touch on 087 711 1038. Get your voice notes in. What is the reason behind your pet name?
I love this. I feel like my pet names are not that original at all.
I'm telling you that I used to have a cat called Patsy, named after the actress Patsy Palmer, who played Bianca in EastEnders, because they were both ginger. Patsy then had kittens. We called them Squealy for the one that squealed the most, Bully Boy for the one that beat up the other ones, and Googly Eyes for the one with the googliest of eyes.
I absolutely love the reasoning behind it, because I feel like when I got pet fish, we did the exact same thing. My brother called one. Get ready for the originality.
Okay.
Goldie.
Oh.
And the other one kept tapping into the glass. So he was known as Tappy. Goldie and Tappy.
Goldie and Tappy.
Yeah.
Classic kid names
yes,
for pets.
Yes, exactly. Really. And then I think we also had a cat named Simba because we got a cat and we were watching The Lion King.
Fine.
Exactly.
Absolutely fine.
We're on to talk about originality now. Caitlin, what's your reason behind your pet name?
It's not really interesting. So I have a bunny and his name is Hop.
Whoa, Caitlin. Stop it.
I don't think we need to ask any more questions, do we?
With the originality, Caitlin.
No.
I love it. I actually love it. Straightforward, to the point. Sounds like it was named by a 3-year-old. Perfect.
Big fan of that, Caitlin. Did you name it?
No, my little brother did.
Okay.
Okay. That's great. I love it. Hop.
Thanks, Caitlin.
No worries.
Bye.
I think we can do a little better than that. So we would love to know this morning.
I do love the simplicity.
I do too. Absolutely. No judgment. This morning, we've been asking you, what is the reason behind your pet's name? 087 711 1038. We'd love your voice notes in on this and your WhatsApps. This is all kind of inspired by a contestant that's taken part in Love Island this year. Her name is Patsy. And it reminded me of my beloved cat, Patsy, who we had for like 14 years. And she was named after the actress, Patsy Palmer, who played Bianca in EastEnders.
Okay.
They were both Ginger, Patsy, and my Patsy.
Yes.
And so we named our cat after Bianca.
Very cute.
Of.
So we've been asking you, what is your pet's named after? Camilla was on.
Morning, guys. We got a puppy not too long ago. We decided to name him Ramsay after the well-known chef, Gordon Ramsay. So he's a little Jack Russell, you know, feisty, like Jack Russells are.
Oh, my God, I thought it was going to be after Ramsay from Game of Thrones.
No, he's like, you crazy
what
woman.
What the hell are you doing that for?
I was like, that's awful.
But no, Gordon Ramsay, more wholesome.
That's a good dog name, Ramsay.
I really like that that pet's name. Mark was also on.
We got a cat there about 6 or 7 years ago. And the day before we actually went to collect it, we were watching the film Old School, where Will Ferrell goes, "You're my boy, Blue, you're my boy." So me and the missus kind of looked at each other, and I said, "Is it a boy cat?" And she said, "Yeah." And I said, "Asha, we're going to have to call it Blue." So he's an 8-year-old cat called Blue. "You're my boy, Blue."
I love that.
That's so cute.
That's really, really cute.
Oh, I bet they say that to him all the time.
That's big, big fan of that. Rhea's on. Rhea, what is the reason behind your pet name?
So we had this white cat that we had adopted, and she was really, really old, but because she was white, she had gotten cancer in her ears. And so the shelter had to like remove her ears. So she looked like a little like alien worm. So we called her Paisht because it's Irish for worm.
I know that from Cockamillish.
Oh my God.
The Paisht.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Paisht.
It's a Paisht.
Poor little Paisht.
Yeah, she was really, really cute. Yeah.
Oh, that's cute. Oh, you do see some of those cats that have like teeny ears, and it is cute.
Yeah, but like she had like no ears. So like if you have a white cat, you're supposed to put like sun cream on their ears.
I've heard that, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Little Paisht.
There you go. The more you know.
Yeah, that's a good one. Thanks, Rhea.
Rhea, thank you very
much.
No
problem.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.
See you, Rhea. What's with the sun cream on the ears, out of interest?
I think it's because like their hairs on their ears are so fine.
Right.
There's not a lot of coverage, so their skin is much more exposed.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're learning.
Asking you why your pet's name are called that. And my Siri is going
off
on my phone for some reason.
What's with the cat's ears?
I think it literally was answering that.
Yeah, it was.
Michelle was on.
I have two cats that we found on the side of the road, and we found them just beside the Tume Plaza on the way from Mayo to Dublin, so we called the boy Tume and the girl Plaza.
That's unbelievable. That's my favourite one.
That's unreal.
I love that so much. And lastly, Pete.
Called our pet dog Flush. We couldn't work out what to call her until somebody upstairs in the bathroom flushed the toilet. My mum just went, "Let's call the dog Flush."
Absolutely brilliant.
Absolutely perfect pet name.
Let's get back to this because I'm absolutely loving it. We've been asking you to tell us the reason behind your pet's name. Some of these are absolutely hilarious.
Some of them are on Hinge.
They are. I'm feeling sorry for some of these pets.
Aoife was on.
We had a cat when I was small. His name was Anthony. But we're from, like, just outside Drogheda. And, yeah, the cat was never called Anthony. It was called Atney. Say it in a Drogheda accent, Dave, and you'll know what I mean.
I will leave it. Atney.
Atney.
Atney. Atney.
So funny.
Big fan of that one. I thought what he would have went if it was a cat called Anthony from Drogheda, it'd be Anto.
Anto, yeah.
Hazel was on.
When my little boy was 2, for his birthday, his grandparents gave him money and he wanted to buy a pet. So we bought 2 pet goldfish and the tank and all the jazz. And when it came to naming them, I was like, "What we call them?" And I pointed to them, first one, and he's kept saying, "What's this? What's this?" And I say, "It's a fish." And the second one, then he'd say, "What's that?" And I say, "It's a fish." So their names turned out to be, "What's this?" and "What's that?"
No way. That's amazing. That was getting to the end of the voice note, and I was like, I still haven't got the name. What's the name? What's the name?
She's not going
to
say.
That's amazing.
That's brilliant.
Cameron texts in, right? 0877111038. We once had a cat called Seifer because Seifer cat. How good is that?
My mom knew a dog called Deefer. Deefer dog.
Deefer dog.
Isn't that good?
Love that. Yeah. Siobhan was also on.
Hey guys, so I actually work in a vet's in the office now behind the scenes. But 6 weeks ago, I took a little dog home to mine for the weekend. It was a little Frenchie. His first name was Prince. Wanted something different. So he's a French bulldog. I kind of wanted something French, was going along the lines of Pierre, Louis, you know, all the usual, but yeah. Don't know how, anyway. I think Foods came up as well, but my son, now who's 23, came up with jambon. So, like, jambon, you know, like the ham and cheese, like pastry, French for ham. So now he is called Jambon. So everyone thinks it's hilarious. I literally call my dog Ham.
That is unbelievable. That is such a great name.
Jambon, that's great.
That's a brilliant name. Would, even as a vegetarian, would you call your dog Jambon?
I think I approve of Jambon's food.
You probably call it tofu. Or
yes, soy.
Veg.
Kale.
Veggie.
Just
little
veggie.
Little veggie.
That's kind of cute.
Victoria was on.
Hi guys, so this might be a little bit of a strange one, but my mom makes her own sourdough bread, and she makes that from live yeast. So that yeast actually lives in our hot press in a jar, which is also besides the point. I know, strange. And basically the name of the yeast that she gave is Richard. And it's a very strange name, and very strange to name a yeast, to say the least.
Yeah.
And she feeds him, like, she takes care of him, makes sure he's watered, he's fed every few days.
Him.
As you do with yeast. And she gave it that name because it's a strong, powerful name, and she believes that the yeast can hear her, and that if she named it something different and start calling it names or something, that he wouldn't survive, basically. So, yeah, I guess you can call it a pet.
Victoria, you need to check on your mum.
And maybe on yourself, because you keep calling it a him. I think she's got the problem too. Oh, that's weird but fun.
5 to 9, and poor producer Callum is in an awful form now today.
He's not happy. We've been talking about pets for 40 minutes, asking you the reason behind your pet name. And producer Callum, quite frankly, has some beef.
Yeah, he has some beef with
you. I've been sifting through so many voice notes this morning, so many messages, and barely any pictures.
How many pictures of pets did you get?
I think 2.
Oh.
And the amount of people that we've had on this morning, the amount of people who we haven't got to...
We appreciate your input.
One photo.
No, and it's really upsetting.
A real lack of multimedia coming through the text this morning.
Maybe asking for voice notes was too much. And maybe I can only get voice notes without pictures.
You've got to pick one, producer Callum, and we are in the business of audio and not visual.
I know, but I like seeing.
Okay, well, listen, if you want to send Callum a pet pic right now,
I'll be very happy. I'll be very happy.
Yeah, send pet pic. Wake up, you baby. Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning. Good morning, Tuesday, Fully Charged, the 28th of May, 2024. Just Dave and Ash with you this morning. Emma is in New York City.
Living it up.
Living it up, and still managed to give out to us.
Give out to
she's
you.
Thousands of miles away, she still managed to give out to me.
I got a lovely text from Emma yesterday.
Did you?
Love you so much.
Oh my God.
But only because I did the right thing.
Yeah. Right, here's the deal, right? It was Emma's birthday yesterday, okay? And I didn't text her. I forgot.
Right? It's all right, text her by the time she wanted the text.
She woke up at 9 a.m, right? Which to us was like 3 p.m. or something like that. And she was like, she sent me, just on a WhatsApp, ... And I was like, this is it. She's off to 2FM. Something's happening.
You'd be forgiven for thinking same.
And then I texted back and said, What? Where's my happy birthday message? Oh, for feck's sake. For feck's sake. I was like, oh, Emma, I thought something had happened. I was like, happy birthday.
Oh, that is so
love
funny.
Love you. Goodbye. Enjoy New York. And then producer Callum comes in and he texts me and he says, did you get a ... from Emma Nolan?
I was you get it as well?
Callum also got a ... But you text her, obviously. You didn't get a ...
No, I text her at about 12 our time, so luckily she was still asleep.
7 a.m.
But if I had been a bit later, I'd say I would have got the ... myself.
I don't want to say out of sight, out of mind, because we mentioned on yesterday's show
it was
Emma's birthday.
We mentioned it a couple of times.
A fair few times. Yeah. And normally, like, I'm the one in the room in the mornings, because we're up the earliest, to be like, oh, it's Steve K's birthday today, and we'll message the group WhatsApp. But I just, it just completely passed my mind, because we'd already mentioned it on the show. So in my mind,
We've done it. We've done our work.
That was done.
Yeah.
So I felt really guilty, so I came up with the excuse. So it was like, oh, it's only 10 o'clock your time, so it's all right. I was waiting until you were awake.
I didn't want to wake you up. I just wanted the ding to wake you up.
So if everyone could go to Emma_Nolan, just,
I think there's three underscores. Actually.
Three underscore Emma _ Nolan, and just DM her three dots. That'd be amazing.
I want to tell you about a man I met yesterday, a man from the future.
What?
This man is my boyfriend Alex's friend from school. They're both American, and they are friends since like primary school.
Okay, very nice.
And he works for the payment company Stripe.
Yeah,
and he's in Dublin for a week for work, and within about 10 minutes of meeting this man, I thought to myself, this is a man of the future. So he lives in Dallas. He lives in this like new kind of suburb that's just been built, and constantly everything is like, they're adding like loads of new restaurants, and it's like all it's kind of like a new built community.
It's like a brand new suburb.
Like, Don't Worry Darling. Like, there's this like giant lake that's a giant swimming pool.
Oh,
and
wow.
For the whole community, and it's got a fake beach.
Okay, this is kind of starting to sound like Severance or something to me.
It is. It's from the future.
Right.
This man, when I met him, was talking about Wi-Fi routers and connectors and extensions and modems, and immediately I thought, this man is of the future.
Because we don't have them in Ireland. Well, I can't wait till we have a modem.
He told me a story about a fella he knows of who was caught having an affair because him and his wife and their friends were in this like fitness group,
right.
And all of their fitness watches were connected to one another, and they all got updates on each other's exercise.
Oh no.
And his watch was spiking at times of the day where he said he was out with the lads or in work, and at those times he was engaging in an affair.
No.
And he was caught by his wife and the whole exercise group because these people are of the future.
That's unbelievable.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
This man of the future, who I met yesterday, told me that in his house, he's built an elaborate system connected to his bed. So he's got this sensor under his bed, and it can tell when both him and his wife are in or out of the bed.
What?
It goes on and off whether each one of them is lying in the bed. And he wired this himself, right? When they're both in bed,
yeah,
it sets the alarm for the house for the night.
Wow.
This is some Wallace and Gromit stuff,
that
right?
That is so Wallace and Gromit.
Even better, right? When he gets up in the morning, when she stays in bed a bit later than him in the morning.
Yeah.
When he gets up, it turns off the alarm because he used to always wake her up because he'd accidentally knock off the alarm when he left. So he gets up, the alarm goes off. His watch connects to a Bluetooth sensor downstairs as he's walking down the stairs. And when that sensor knows that he's out of bed and walking down the stairs,
the coffee machine turns on and starts brewing
a coffee.
Oh my God.
At Christmas, he has it programmed to play Christmas music when he comes downstairs.
This is the coolest thing I've ever heard.
And he wired this himself with things from Amazon. This man is of the future.
That is the coolest thing I have ever heard. But also a little bit like, what if there's a robber at the door, knocks on the door, and he gets out of bed, alarm's gone off.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe keep that on.
Maybe there's some kinks in the system. The last indication that I got from this man that he's from the future is when he showed me this new project he was working on. He's been working on this for about 5 months. And it's a playable rap album.
Uh-huh.
He says he thinks it's the first of its kind because he asked ChatGPT, had anybody ever made an album of music that's playable as a game, and ChatGPT couldn't find anything of the sort. So basically, he has made a 16-bit game, like one of the old like 2D games.
Okay.
And it's combined with an album of music of rap songs that he has written, performed, and produced. And in order to listen to the next song, you have to complete that level of the game.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
This guy... This guy's my hero.
It's unreal.
I love this
And he
dude.
Showed me, like, on YouTube, he has, like, a trailer for the the album, and it's like, and like, so basically, like, you play through the song, and then while you're waiting to get to the next level, you just continue on with like an instrumental of the song, and then if you want to pause and leave and come back, it comes back to the same part of the song that you were at.
That is so cool. It's a little bit like that Black Mirror episode. Do you remember the one with the game where you could control it yourself on Netflix?
Bandersnatch.
Oh, yes.
It's a little bit kind of that vibe.
It is like that.
Oh, to be intelligent.
This man was just fascinating. I was just like, whoa, another thing. Half the things I didn't understand as well.
Yeah.
Because he was talking about like coding and loads of acronyms, EBS and AI and AB and AUS and I felt
European
really
European banking system.
Oh, I was literally like, have you ever heard of the radio? Great piece of technology.
It's going to take off. It's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge.
Please go to his house.
I want to go so bad. I want to swim in the lagoon.
Good morning. Happy
hey
Tuesday.
There.
Hey there. Apparently, one of the things people love about travelling is that they get to try out all these new foods, local delicacies. I don't know what the local delicacies are for Lanzarote, but but in general, most people who travel are
volcanic rock.
Yes, they love a little bit of, you know, to taste the local dishes, yeah, and things like that.
I'm sure you'll get a bit of tapas or something.
Yeah, yeah, fair. But I'm not really into that.
Okay.
I'm not really big into trying new foods. Don't really enjoy local cuisine. Sorry, unless your local cuisine is pizza.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That kind of a vibe. But a lot of people obviously do. They enjoy going to traveling. They enjoy trying new foods, trying the local cuisine, things like that.
Yeah.
But not the case for me. Not the case for a fussy eater named John Phillips, right? A self-confessed fussy eater. To be honest, I totally get where he's coming from. Whenever he used to go abroad, this 40-year-old man would eat nothing but chips, right?
Okay.
That kind of like, yeah.
Sounds a lot like you.
It does sound, to be fair, I'm a bit better than that.
Okay.
But, yeah, I remember when we used to go skiing, it was chips for lunch every single day. Mm-hmm. Because I don't want the brad fushed or the, you know what I mean? That kind of thing.
You never get sick of chips.
No, I wouldn't. His wife, Rebecca, has now got so fed up with it that they pack a separate suitcase to bring his own food with them on holidays.
Stop.
Yeah. So he even takes a grill. So that he, I swear, he takes a small grill so he can make bacon sandwiches.
No, like one of them, like, crappy little portable barbecues.
Yeah, George Foreman or something like that.
Oh, no. Oh, George Foreman, that's funny.
Isn't that mad? And I'm like, so I knew a guy before, a couple of years ago, and he didn't eat any, he only ate crisps and jellies. He would, and maybe chips.
Yeah.
That'd be it. And so he'd go out for dinner with his wife, and his wife would just be having a full-blown meal, and he'd be just there having a pack of potato.
That's
Isn't that mad?
Oh, so
people
no.
are some. So a lot of people, a lot more people than you think, are very fussy eaters.
Yeah, but this lad's packing a whole suitcase.
There's a whole suitcase. You're spending a lot of money to bring an extra suitcase.
You are, but I guess you're saving money on food once you're there.
Well, yeah, for him anyway. She, the wife, Rebecca, she said she often has to eat alone.
Oh no,
because obviously John's fussiness.
Wow.
She said she isn't annoyed at the extra cost. She just wants to be sure he's eating, which is exactly what my mother used to do. Like, she's like, it doesn't matter, I don't care, just as long as you're eating food. So this poor woman has to also have her suitcase, his suitcase, and the food suitcase to bring with her on holidays, just in case they don't do bacon sandwiches.
Imagine they're like, any electronics in here? And then they're like, yeah, just a George Foreman. And an air fryer.
So last year, the couple went to Egypt, right? God forbid, I don't know how that conversation went. Despite it being a £1,400 all-inclusive holiday. I don't know, and you may be curious, why do they get all inclusive? Mm. He doesn't eat.
Yeah, this makes not a lot of sense.
He likes to drink.
Okay, right.
It cost him an extra £300 to take a bag filled with food for John, right? That bag of food for the week, 21 pot noodles.
For a week?
I am nowhere.
That's three a day.
I am nowhere near done.
Okay, no.
86 packets of crisps.
Stop.
2 packets of bacon. Pack of 30 sausages.
No.
Cans of tuna. A block of cheese. Brown sauce. 30 club biscuits. 16
the worst.
16 bags of sweets.
Miscellaneous.
And breakfast bars.
Oh my God.
This man is my hero. I love him. I absolutely love him.
Oh, don't be getting any ideas there.
No, I promise you, I'm not as bad as that.
Poor Elton John.
Yeah, I know. His poor wife.
86 packets of crisps.
He shares them with his...
They probably have lovely ladies.
Making friends at the pool.
Yeah.
You're on spin. Taylor Swift. I think Post Malone might be in there as well. It's called Fortnite. You're on spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Not much of posting in that song.
No, a 20-second cameo in at the end, but it is possibly the best bit of the song, as we just said.
It really is.
We've been playing you other tiny snippets of songs. Mm. On One Foot in the Rave, this is where we play you a tiny clip of a dance tune. If you can guess it correctly today, we will give you 10 IMC cinema passes. It happened yesterday.
It did, and it could potentially happen today as well. This is the clip you're listening out for. What is that song? Oh.
Tricky.
Yeah, it is tricky in fairness. Rachel is on. Rachel, how are you? Good morning, how are you?
Hi, very good, how are you?
Really, really good. Rachel, this is the clip. What do you think that song is?
I think it's Euphoria.
Euphoria.
Ooh, Loreen. A Eurovision banger.
A Eurovision banger. Let me have a listen. It's not. I'm sorry
about
that.
It does kind of sound like the
Yeah. Very, very good guess, though. But thank you for ruling it out, Rachel.
No problem. Thank you.
Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That might be the worst singing I've ever done.
Do it again.
Do it again. Oh, yeah.
Glenn's on to play. How are you, Glenn?
Morning. Good morning. Good morning. Mechanics.
Oh, very good.
Fair play, Glenn.
Well, really quick, Glenn. Yeah. That's the clip. What's the song?
I think it's Better Off Alone by Alice DJ, I think.
Better Off Alone.
You know what, Glenn?
I just heard a little bit of piano.
That was the sample on the song that we had yesterday for One Foot in the Rave, and a lot of people guessed it. They were wrong yesterday. I'm afraid you're wrong today, Sue.
Sorry about that,
Glenn.
Great guess, though.
No worries at all.
Thanks for
having a good day, lads. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.
Busy man is Glenn.
Yeah, he is. Off he goes. Last player for the day is Lauren. Let's hope she's get it. How are you, Lauren?
Good, how are you?
Really, really good. Lauren, this is the clip. What is that song?
Forget About Us, Perry Edwards.
Forget About Us.
Ooh, a new one for One Foot in the Rave.
Oh! It's not. I'm so sorry about that. Really good guess, though.
It must be in your head from playing it.
Yeah.
It must be. Lauren, thank you so much for ruling it out. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Bye, bye.
I don't know why I keep saying good guess.
Yeah, you say that every time.
Every single time.
I mean, you know what the song is. Is that a good guess? I don't know what the song is.
But, like, it's not the song, so not that good of a guess.
Technically, they're all bad.
Do you know what we do? We play the 0.4
version. Let's play tomorrow's clip.
Version. Right, this is a little bit longer, but the amount of IMC cinema passes depletes to 8. So this is what you're playing for tomorrow.
Whoa.
Oh, there's a lot more there.
Producer Callum on thin ice.
Have a listen one more time.
Oh, that could definitely go
That's
tomorrow, I think.
All you're getting until tomorrow, same time. Summer's number one hit music station. Playing the tune on everyone's mind at the moment, Sabrina Carpenter. Espresso. I love that
so
much. See, another way in this building, you cannot, for love nor money, get a presenter to go to a meeting without pizza.
Yes.
We have a meeting after the show that's going to be 2 hours long, and it wasn't organised by our boss, so we don't have pizza.
There's no pizza at all.
I have no idea how we're going to survive.
I feel sick.
I don't know what to do. God forbid we had real jobs.
Do you know what? I didn't even bring in breakfast today because I was like, oh, meeting day.
Pizza.
And then didn't even think. Oh, well, it's not a Nick meeting.
It's
like a HR-based meeting. So obviously there's not going to be pizza.
No, there's nothing. I might get them crap sandwiches.
Idiot.
Right.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.